WYSP, WYSP HD1, Philadelphia.
Danny Bonaduce, all morning.
Are you cured? And I swear that I am. And they say, oh, bummer, because we really liked you and you were a waste of time. You were so funny.
And the rock you grew up with all day.
WYSP.
The cash clock alarm has sounded. Call now. 215-592-9494.
Boom, there go the phones. That's what's supposed to do. Be the 94th caller right now at 215-592-9494. You'll get to be the first of the day to play Cash Clock. You can win up to $1,000. While we're waiting for caller number from 94, which should take a couple of seconds, I'm looking at what's on the show tomorrow, and I got to tell you, I'm kind of freaked out.
Why?
Because at 8 o'clock, right at this hour, I guess we'll play Cash Clock and then introduce this cat. David Cassidy's going to be on the show tomorrow.
When did this happen? This is the first I'm hearing of it.
Metro mentioned it to me yesterday, and I'm... Do we really? Do we have to play the theme song, really?
Yes.
I'm semi-horrified as it is.
I'm not. I'm excited.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Because it's weird. I mean, imagine if you were, like... Because I remember him like the guy filling Dodger Stadium three nights in a row. That's the guy I grew up with. Mm-hmm. When he comes into the room, I actually, believe it or not, he's as thick as my leg. You know, he's not like a tiny little guy, but he's real skinny, and there's not much to him. Like, if I hit him in the chest, he'd die.
But why would you do that?
I wouldn't do that. But I'm saying that in a physical presence, he is not, like, oppressive in any way. But I kind of freak out around him. It's still like being around one of the Beatles to me. When sure. David just walks in, I kind of go, Big Brother superstar, puka shell, shag haircut,
yep.
Sex everywhere, chicks actually, you know, trying to squeeze through his window and stuff. It's just that's the guy I become. I become his little brother, and he intimidates me a little bit, to be honest with you.
Aww, so just, we will witness that tomorrow at 8 o'clock?
At 8 o'clock, David Cassidy, right in the studio. It's very bizarre.
What scares Danny? Snates and David Cassidy.
Not
we're
that
learning
dissimilar.
So much.
No, I'm excited about it. I believe he's playing the Keswick Theater on the 23rd.
Not until October, I think he's playing.
23rd of October.
Right.
Still the 23rd.
So he's just passing through town, and he called me, which, did you give him my number at some point? So he called me. It was a blocked number, and I went, "Hey," because I thought it was someone else. He goes, "Hi, it's David Cassidy." And I went, "Oh, wow, this is neat."
Did that's you play the music?
That's what I do when he calls me, though, because he calls me. I don't know how. Do you know how to get messages off my phone at home?
Yes,
you do.
I'll figure out a way.
Okay,
we'll find a way.
Okay, good. Because I've got like messages from him, and he sings when I don't answer. He sings, and he sang the same song to me for years. It's like, Danny Bonaducci, you got me on the go. Danny Bonaducci, you're such a screaming mo. I don't know what he exactly sings, but it's that song. And he's done it for years. And also, he calls me a dirty, greasy little pizza. That's his how do you do. When I'm, hey, you dirty, greasy little pizza, it's me, David Cassidy. No, it's me. David Cassidy.
Yeah.
He does. It's a weird
man. So, yeah, it's a weird thing. He's just passing through town. He's like, hey, I want to come in. I said,
awesome.
Sure.
Cool. So he's going to be on the show tomorrow and watch me freak out. I believe we've got our 94th caller on the line. Hello, Andy.